This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We got a special guest. So, Doug, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yeah, so we just replayed the call. Adam in Detroit, who... I wonder, Gator, if he thought he was calling the Lions.
I kind of felt
like,
that way.
And it was like telling us, hey, I can give you a tip here, guys. And the name he gave us was Auni Al-Shafi, which we had not heard of. We've done a little research, and we are proud at this time to be joined by Georgia's own, excuse me, University of Georgia State's own, excuse
Savannah
me,
State.
University of Savannah, excuse me, Savannah State University's starting... I think you've seen him play left tackle, right tackle, and center, Auni Al-Shafi. Auni, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I love the intro, man. That's amazing.
If you had heard the call that we got from a gentleman last week that started just singing your praises, you would understand the confusion where Doug was going into the different schools because wasn't really sure of which school it was. But suffice it to say, you have a giant fan in the Detroit area who has poured over hours and hours and hours of tape from the various divisions of college football and came across the tape of you from Savannah State and just came away blown away by it and said that the Lions must make an effort to sign you. How does that make you feel?
Well, you know, I woke up Friday morning, I got a tweet around noon, and it says, hey, man, you know, I heard you on a Detroit radio station. And I was thinking, you know, I've never been to Detroit in my life. And I listened to the call, and that was the craziest 10 minutes I've ever, I mean, I'm just sitting there with my jaw on the ground, like, what is going on? But, you know, I'm extremely humbled. I mean, shout out to Adam. You know, hopefully, maybe I'll send him some Savannah State gear. He seems like a big fan of myself and a big fan of my school. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. And, you know, that's just great. That's what football is about. And, you know, I'm glad I have a fan up there. And hopefully I can get some more and, you know, just get some more support from my school.
Do you know Adam?
So, believe it or not, I do not know Adam. I've never been to Detroit. I don't have any family in Detroit. But, shoot, after now, I mean, I have to come visit. It's a must. You know, I don't have time in the summer usually, and I'm going to be honest, I'm a little scared to go in December because of the snow, but I'll just go get some hoodies, and I have to make it up there.
To try to clear up some of the confusion, are you currently on the roster for Savannah State, or have you graduated? What is your status?
Yeah, so I recently graduated this past fall with my bachelor's in electronics engineering, and I have an extra year of eligibility because I redshirted my freshman year. So I'm currently doing my master's in business administration. So it was just a great opportunity for me to continue my education, but also, I mean, do what I love, which is play football. And I mean, I'm very blessed. You know, my coach in Savannah State has given me this opportunity, and I'm going to take full advantage of it and, you know, help my team win a championship this year.
Have you heard about anything with the NFL? Has anybody talked to you? Are you, you know, we hear about small school guys all the time. Has your name come up?
Yes, sir. Last February, I had a junior day, which is like a little workout type thing with a Buccaneer scout and a scout from the Buffalo Bills. You know, recently I haven't heard anything, but you know, it's a tough time right now in our country and in the world. And you know, I'm just training. I'm working every single day, trying to, you know, get better at least 1% every day. And you know, hopefully I have an opportunity in the future. But right now, I'm just focused on this season and helping my team win a championship, and that's the goal.
Now, Caller Adam gave us an amazing scouting report on your abilities. I want you to listen to what he cites as being really something that stood out to him, and I want you to react to it. Here's what he had to say.
You can get him for cheap.
What are you talking about?
And he would be so perfect.
For who?
Lions, Buccaneers, the Seattle Seahawks.
To play, you just random football teams, just to play football? Why would it be so perfect?
The way that the guy moves. He's like Dan Marino. But on the offensive.
So you've been compared to Dan Marino.
I mean, that's high praise.
Yeah, that is very high praise. I mean, you know, Dan Marino is a Hall of Fame NFL quarterback. He's a legend. I mean, just to be in the same sense as him is humbling. But, yeah, I mean, I just, you know what? I just go out there. I work hard every single day. I just try and perfect my technique rep after rep and just try and be as explosive and bring as much force as I can. I appreciate the compliment. I've never heard a compliment like that whatsoever. I don't think I'll ever forget that one. But, no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's a really good one. And, you know, I appreciate Adam for the praise. I really do.
Can you throw?
Yeah. You know, I have, being an offensive lineman, we work out a lot of shoulders and upper body. So I can't throw, but I can block very well.
You know, it's all about leverage. Low man wins.
For sure. 100%. Yes, sir.
Oni, how'd you end up at Savannah State?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, that goes back to my playing days at Celebration High School in the Central Florida area. You know, when I was at Celebration, that school has never had a winning season in football. My first 2 years, we didn't win a game, a varsity game. You know, and that last season, we went 7-3, and I helped lead that team, and it was the best team in school history, winning record. And, you know, I was under-recruited in high school. I played my last season of high school at 16 years old. You know, so I was a senior in high school at 16.
Wow.
And I was very young at the time, and I wasn't recruited as much as I would have liked. But, you know, Savannah State, you know, the coaches saw something in me, gave me an opportunity, brought me up. And, you know, I never looked back, and I appreciate it. And that's why I'm still there right now today. You know, we had a great season last year. Savannah State, actually, before this past season, we haven't had a winning season in 20 years. So it's been a tough go around in that city. And I just, you know, I wanted to give back to them and help them out and just be the person, the best person I can be, honestly. So last season we went 7-3 and, you know, had a great season. And then this year, hopefully, you know, the goal is to go undefeated and hopefully win our conference, win a championship and just bring some happiness to that city because they really deserve it. They deserve a championship winning football team. And I'm confident, you know, we'll be able to bring that hopefully this year.
So you've got a degree in electronic technological engineering. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's a form of electrical engineering. It focuses on, you know, the hardware and software of electrical components. You know, so it's a good degree. I mean, it's a science, engineering. It's just basically anything that involves electricity. That's the simplest way I can put it.
Can you build a computer?
You know, if I have the right pieces, the right hardware, and I'm confident. I believe so.
All right. Well, if this in the unlikely event that the NFL doesn't work out, you've got your degree to fall back on. But we are going to be following you for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Adam.
I appreciate that.
And we may, if you don't mind, maybe check in during the season a little bit.
Oh, I would love that. I would love to talk to you guys whenever. I mean, you guys are awesome. I listen to your show after that all happened, and I mean, I told Kang at the beginning of the show, I was like, wow, I gotta book a plane ticket once this pandemic ends and see what's going on in Michigan because something's going on up there.
Apparently, Adam's got your back. Adam's brought you to our attention, so we're gonna be following. All right.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you, Ani. Take care.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Let me start with this, Gator.
Yeah.
What an impressive kid.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, he's awesome.
Yeah, this is no kid coming on the air to clown. Like, he's like, well, I got a career. I'm, you know, what was the,
he's got
what
his
was
degree. The degree? His degree is he majored in electronic technology engineering.
And so, now he's getting his master's.
An electrical engineer, basically. Now he's getting his master's. That's awesome.
And I mean, he was playing high school football his senior year at 16. And by the way, he didn't win a game his first 2 years. You could relate.
There's so much we can relate to. I mean, people often compared me to Dan Marino, too.
And not, the degree.
And right. Not for my foot speed.
I got to tell you, caller Adam might have a job in scouting. I'm pretty and if he's wrong, guys, he's wrong.
He's wrong. So, right.
Is it illegal to mention his name tonight with Adam Schefter and Bob Quinn?
Oh. Someone's got to log.
I mean, is this jumping the gun? I imagine there's something illegal about it. You can ask Bob Quinn.
Sure.
Have you scouted Savannah State University's? And before you even finish it up, he's like, Ani Al-Shafi, yeah. 100%.
Let me stop you right there.
we're well aware of how good he is and what he can bring to a team. We are aware.
He's on our radar.
He is. Let's just say that, I watched a lot of film on Tease Tabor, but there's a new leader in the clubhouse, and I can't wait to watch his senior year.
Oh, boy. Crazy.
Great young man. That was fun.
A really, really cool kid. I think we do follow up with him for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.